Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
Darkness. declare his name today. Jesus, my heart will hold no other name. Jesus. Worship him right now. Father, we praise your name for
Aren't you grateful for his love that he has extended toward us this morning? Come on, worship him right now, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We're grateful, Lord. We're grateful, Lord, for your love. Thank you for the way that you love us. Would you give him a hand clap of praise right now for the love of the Father? Hallelujah. We're grateful, Lord.
Father, our desire this morning is more of you. Father, we've said time and time again that we can have all of you that we want. Our issue is we have all of you that we want. And Father, this morning I pray that you would wipe away any apathetic approach to you. I pray that our hearts would be expanded and our hopes would rise and that our faith would increase and that we would desire more of you. Regardless of what we've experienced from your presence in the past, I pray in this moment right now, we would long for more, that we would have a holy discontent, and we would strive for more of you. God, I pray that you would raise our expectations of your presence. Like Moses, we declare, Father, if you don't go with us, we don't want to go. If your presence is not with us, we don't want to go. We want more of you today. Pour it out, God. Come on, one more time. Would you declare? I want more of you. I want more of you. Come on, let a spirit of desperation rise in you right now. More of you, Jesus. Father, today I'm thankful that when we think that we've reached the pinnacle of your presence, and when we believe that we've experienced all that you have, that there are deeper and higher levels of your love and your grace and your power and your joy and your presence. There's so much more of you. And Father, I pray today that you would whet our appetites and cause us to hunger and thirst for more of you. The proof of desire is pursuit. And so, Father, I pray that we would desire you to the degree that we will actually pursue you at a greater level today. And Father, I thank you today that in our pursuit of you, that as we chase you, you turn and you chase us. And you know the needs of our heart. You know the issues of our life. You know the broken areas. You know the devastated areas. You know the areas of our life that seem to be beyond repair. That's when you do your best work. That's when you seem to show up. You seem to move in and out of hopeless situations and bring hope. Father, this morning I pray for every need represented in this house, for every person standing in this room today that has a need that maybe nobody else knows about. God, I pray for all those that are watching over the internet that maybe they're hiding in the privacy of their own home thinking that nobody really knows what they're going through. I pray that right now in this room and over the internet, your grace that is sufficient would be applied and that every need would be met. God, we pray for healing today for those that are sick. We pray for resources, for those that are experiencing lack. God, we pray for restoration for those that have just been going through a broken season. That, Father, your grace would be applied today. Every head bowed, every eye closed, no one looking around except my prayer team this morning. We will not embarrass you. We just know this, that if you don't know Jesus and you haven't accepted him into your life and made him the Lord and the Savior, the King of Kings, you know that he came and he died on a cross and he rose again, but you've never said to him, Jesus, I surrender my life to you. If that's you this morning, we will not embarrass you. We simply want to pray intelligently. Would you just raise your hand? You can pull it right back down. Say, I need Jesus this morning. I'm going to surrender my life this morning. Is there one that would say, that's me. I need him. I need him. I need him. Would you get your movers cards out? These 10 individuals that each of us have written down and we're praying. These folks that we know don't know Jesus. Father, we bring our movers to you this morning. We thank you that in the last few years and even in the last few months, we've seen individuals on our movers list give their heart and life to your son, Jesus. We ask you that you would rescue them. We ask you that you would arrest them in their journey and allow them to know that without your son, there is no hope. And Father, I pray that you would save the individuals that we put on our list and we would see a great harvest. And Father, I take one more step and I ask you to do this. I ask you to use us. Position us at the right moment with a loving embrace, with gracious words, with a remedy that only you give. I pray that we would extend an invitation into your kingdom and they would grasp that as a lifeline for their life, I pray. And Father, we'll be quick to give you the glory and the honor and the praise because it all belongs to you. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Would you take a moment and welcome someone this morning? Come on, be friendly this morning. Love on somebody.
Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.